Foreign Language Course, Book 18, Tape 4D. Hello. Open your books to the activities for Tape 4D. Look at Figure 1. Listen to a conversation. Write the necessary message after you've heard the conversation the second time. Number 1. Good morning, Sergeant Ellis.
Good morning, Captain Smith.
Is Colonel Nelson in yet?
No, sir, he's not. He's in a briefing with Colonel Hill. He should be back by 1100 hours.
Well, tell him that I'll be back about 1300 hours to discuss the General's visit.
Yes, sir. I'll tell him.
Listen to the conversation again. Good morning, Sergeant Ellis.
Good morning, Captain Smith.
Is Colonel Nelson in yet?
No, sir, he's not. He's in a briefing with Colonel Hill. He should be back by 1100 hours.
Well, please tell him that I'll be back about 1300 hours to discuss the General's visit.
Yes, sir. I'll tell him.
Write the message for Colonel Nelson. Now check your answer. The message should be something like, Captain Smith will be back at 1300 hours to discuss the General's visit. Look at Figure 1 again. Listen to another dialogue, then write the message. Number 2.
Hello, Janet. Is Mr. Peterson in his office?
No, Mr. James, he's not. He said he'd be back about 10:30.
Oh, that's good. Maybe he hasn't forgotten about lunch after all.
Do you want me to give him a message?
Yes. Tell him that I'll meet him in the parking lot at 11:30. We can go to lunch in my car.
Okay, Mr. James. I'll tell him. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Janet.
Listen to the conversation again.
Hello, Janet. Is Mr. Peterson in his office?
No, Mr. James, he's not. He said he'd be back about 10:30.
Oh, that's good. Maybe he hasn't forgotten about lunch after all.
Do you want me to give him a message?
Yes. Tell him that I'll meet him in the parking lot at 11:30. We can go to lunch in my car.
Okay, Mr. James. I'll tell him. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Janet.
Write the message for Mr. Peterson. Now check your answer. The message should be something like, Mr. James will meet you in the parking lot at 11:30 and he will drive. Now listen to this dialogue. John, seeing your son in uniform reminds me of my military service.
What branch of the military were you in?
I was in the Air Force for 25 years.
Were you ever overseas?
Yes, several times. The place I remember most was England. The weather was awful, but the people were so nice.
I was in the Navy. I guess that's why my son decided to join the Navy. I remember my best overseas assignment was Japan. It was so different from home. The people there were friendly, too. And the weather was only bad in the winter.
Now look at Figure 2. I will read Alan's part of the dialogue. You read John's part. I'll begin. John, Seeing your son in uniform reminds me of my military service. I was in the Air Force for 25 years. Yes, several times. The place I remember most was England. The weather was awful, but the people were so nice. Now look at figure three. This time, I'll read John's part, and you read Alan's. You can begin. What branch of the military were you in? Were you ever overseas? I was in the Navy. I guess that's why my son decided to join the Navy. I remember my best overseas assignment was Japan. It was so different from home. The people there were friendly, too, and the weather was only bad in the winter. Listen to another dialogue. This old jacket sure brings back a lot of memories, Dad.
I guess you must have been about 16 when I bought you that jacket.
I was 17. The first time I wore it was on one of our hunting trips. I remember that it was very cold, and I was so glad to have that nice, warm, heavy jacket.
What else do you remember about that trip?
It was the first time that I got a deer. I was really excited. I remember that you were pretty excited, too.
Yes, I was. A father likes to see his son happy and excited.
Well, after this discussion, there's no way that I'm going to give this jacket away. Maybe I'll save it for my son. Look at figure four. I'll read part of the dialogue, and you read the other. I'll begin. This old jacket sure brings back a lot of memories, Dad. I was 17. The first time I wore it was on one of our hunting trips. I remember that it was very cold, and I was so glad to have that nice, warm, heavy jacket. It was the first time that I got a deer. I was really excited. I remember that you were pretty excited, too. Well, after this discussion, there's no way that I'm going to give this jacket away. Maybe I'll save it for my son. Look at figure five. This time, you begin. I guess you must have been about 16 when I bought you that jacket. What else do you remember about that trip? Yes, I was. A father likes to see his son happy and excited. Look at figure 6. Listen to a phrase. Circle the phrase which is the same as the one that you hear. The first one is done as an example. Listen. All of a sudden. All of a sudden. Letter A is correct. All of a sudden. Let's do the rest. Number 1. Brings back memories. Brings back memories. Number 2. I remember when. I remember when. Number 3. Take it into consideration. Take it into consideration. Number 4. Just a minute. Just a minute. Number 5. Hold on. Hold on. Number 6. Give in. Give in. Number 7. Park the car. Park the car. Number 8. When he arrives. When he arrives. Let's check the answers. Number 1 is C. Brings back memories. Number 2 is B. I remember when. Number 3 is D. Take it into consideration. Number 4 is A. Just a minute. Number 5 is B. Hold on. Number 6 is C. Give in. Number 7 is D. Park the car. Number 8 is A. When he arrives. Look at figure 7. Listen to some sentences. Write what you hear. You will hear each sentence twice. Number 1. Are you studying biology? Are you studying biology? Number 2. Colonel Jackson appointed him to the position. Colonel Jackson appointed him to the position. Number 3. Are you eligible for that job? Are you eligible for that job? Number 4. My brother is on active duty. My brother is on active duty. Number 5. She's a good teacher. She motivates her students. She's a good teacher. She motivates her students. Number 6. Captain Hill designed the plans for the new building. Captain Hill designed the plans for the new building. Number 7. Neither my sister nor my mother likes to watch football. Neither my sister nor my mother likes to watch football. Number 8. The Smiths are going either to Mexico or to Hawaii for their vacation. The Smiths are going either to Mexico or to Hawaii for their vacation. Turn to the answer page to check your answers. This is the end of Tape 4D, Book 18.